This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar, we are taking you inside the game like never before. This fly-on-the-wall audio experience is putting you inside the car with our team of experts as they travel to all 64 matches at the FIFA World Cup. The final whistle has blown in the game between Wales and Iran. You're now entering the minds of some of the world's finest football brains.
Welcome back, everyone. Wow, what an atmosphere that was. My name is Mark Roberts, and in the car with me today, as we leave the opening round two fixture between Wales and Iran, is Jürgen Klinsmann, Duri Chart, Farid Mondragon, and FIFA's Elliot Stornell, helping to bring to life our enhanced football intelligence. Going into the game, the nation sat side by side in the FIFA rankings, and that's the way it was on the pitch today until a 98th minute Chesney strike and a very, very late second goal. But wow, 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 what a game. Jürgen, your overall thoughts?
No, it was absolutely a nail-biter. A nail-biter, I think, for both teams. They knew this is a final. It's a final because a draw for both teams would have not served anybody. So they both wanted to win. They both gave everything they had. I think based on the second half, Iran was the team that pushed it more, that wanted it more, created also more chances, hit twice the post, and at the end of the day, deserved this win. Even if, obviously, if you're disappointed when you're a Welsh fan today, because they gave everything they had, the Welsh team, but it was just not good enough. It was not the lack of quality up front in a certain way, not enough chances created, always reacting to what Iran was doing. So give Iran a lot of credit. Fantastic support from the Iranian fans for their team. Very, very emotional. It was a tricky match because there were a lot of incidents, kind of fouls that the referee didn't see. And then there was also a game-changing moment, and they leave that up to Farid, the goalkeeper expert, with the red card then for the Welsh goalkeeper.
No, thank you. And Jürgen and Farid and Jury as well, you've all been in competitions. That second game, I guess, where that intensity changes and there becomes a little bit more risk in the game, is that something you expect us to continue to see across match day two?
First of all, huge compliment for the Iran team. I think after the first match, what was a disaster for them to come back mentally like today is very good, very good. Yeah, big compliment. And both teams have to win today. But I think Iran wants a bit more with huge energy. In the duel, there was aggressive and in the transition moments, you could see that Iran wants more to score the goals and play with more risk. And yeah, in the end of the game, with the late two goals, they have the 3 points.
No, and Jory, we discussed during the game, I guess, that intensity, that nature, that Iran applied pressure throughout the game. And Elliot, is there any, data that supports that throughout as well?
Yeah, so during the first half, Iran had 203 pressures, of which 6 of their players featured heavily in the top 10. They had a total of 36 forced turnovers. And just touching on what Jürgen said about Iran really wants it more in the second half, the amount of pressures dropped a little bit to 186, but they were a lot more efficient in their pressing, creating 41 forced turnovers. And from a attacking point of view, in the second half of the game, they had 16 shots, which really shows the real desire to kind of win and really make an impact on the tournament.
No, thank you, Elliot. And Jury, we touched also during the game, I guess, that movement that was a trend we've identified early on, that out-to-in movement from the front players. And Azmoun in particular impressed you with that at times as well.
Yeah, Azmoun, he come late in the first match. He had a little bit problems before the World Cup. But you could see today what a good striker he is. He played in the Bundesliga. He have experience in Europe and the movement in the right moment in the space behind the defense line was very, very good timing. He looks not 100% fit, But I think these runs and use his body in front that helped the Iran team a lot today.
No, fantastic. And Farid, some big moments at different times, I guess, today for both goalkeepers, including also that fantastic Hennessy save after two Iran shots hit the post, which, Jürgen, we found out yesterday don't actually count as shots on target. Farid, just your overall thoughts as well on the game.
Yeah, first of all, I want to mention a key aspect for the Iran national team. It was the strength in the mental situation. After losing a game, and especially for a goalkeeper, coming in to replace your first choice and receive six goals and play 3-4 days after, I think the attitude from the team was reflected also in his goalkeeper. Going far to get crosses, making good saves, delivering good, precise with his feet. I think this was the key of this great performance from the Iranian national team. And then by the other side, from Hennessy, he was making a very, very good game, especially in that full stretch in the right side, saving almost 100% goal. The reaction from the second ball on the post, putting his hands very, very, very fast, even though when he was almost in on the ground. But then these key moments, as Jürgen said, is these situations that when you decide in seconds, less than a second, what to do. Unfortunately for him, that 50-50 ball, because he's not a fast and quick goalkeeper. I think, unfortunately for him, the decision was to go to the ball, but the execution of the decision was not good enough. And then not only because he didn't get to the ball as quick as possible, but the point of contact from his leg and his knee to the striker of Iran made him get the red card. And then unfortunately for Ward, when he comes very, very cold without a warm up, and he finds in two situations. First of all, in the first goal, he's more busy to push the Iranian striker away, and he loses the eye contact with the ball, the concentration, the good position. And then that minimum of a second that he's missing to get the ball in the first goal in his far left post was the one that was distracted, pushing the player. And in the second goal, even though it was a 1-versus-1, 1v1 play, his body language and the attitude when he comes out, it's not proper from a national goalkeeper in a World Cup. So unfortunately for him, he has to come in and receive two goals, especially two situations that maybe he could have done any better.
And Farid, you mentioned right at the start, and Jory touched on it as well, that intensity and that psychological element from Iran. From a psychological point of view, how difficult is that for Ward to come on late at the end of the game and obviously be put straight into the action as well?
Yeah, it's difficult, but for him it's an opportunity. All players dream to play in a World Cup. And he has to come, unfortunately, because of a red card of his colleague. But this is a great opportunity for him to show himself, to stand a step forward and say, I'm here, I'm profiting of this opportunity, and I'm getting my chances. Unfortunately for him, I think the lack of concentration, I still want to believe it's a lack of concentration, was playing against him. And, this went very bad. It went downside for him.
No, thank you. And Elliot, one of the interesting things we identified, I guess, during the build-up of Wales, especially in the first half, was the wide starting positions of the back three and the advancement in particular of Roberts and Williams when they were on the pitch at wing-back. But what does the, I guess, data tell us to try and support that from the first half?
Yeah, so we noticed that Ben Davis, the left centre-back for Wales, had quite a lot of receptions and time on the ball. He made 14 attacking and midfield line breaks combined, of which one of these led to a chance for Harry Wilson when he penetrated centrally through the opposition shape. We noticed that quite a lot of Wales' final third entries in the first half are down the right-hand side, which suggests that the play would start from the left, get progression through the middle and then working out wide to the wing backs to try and get a cross in. And then in the second half, we noticed a slight change in shape when they brought on Dan James and Brennan Johnson. They changed to a 4-2-4 in possession, and within 15 minutes, we noticed that they'd increased their defensive line breaks from 5 to 10, just to show the impact of those substitutions and being able to get in behind Iran's defensive line.
Fantastic, and thank you as always, everyone. We're now off to the Khalifa International Stadium to watch if Netherlands and Ecuador can build on their winning start. But for myself, Jürgen, Jury, Farid and Elliot, thanks for listening, and we'll see you again soon.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Centre. For more information and insights throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcentre.com.